Test 82, Section 4, Question 16. So with this one, we're looking to weaken the argument, and it says, the prevailing view among historians of medieval European peasants were deeply dedicated to religion. Peasants like religion. But the record keepers in medieval Europe were members of the clergy, so record keepers were clergy, should not surprise us that chroniclers who were professionally occupied with religion would exaggerate people's religious devotion. Okay, so basically the record keepers, you know, might exaggerate that. Thus, there is reason to doubt the prevailing view of the medieval peasant's piety. So there's reason to doubt it. Now, in this situation, we want to weaken it, so we want to say something that, no, actually the peasants were pretty religious. So we need something that's going to say peasants were religious. So among the written records produced by the clergy and currently available to historians are a number of documents detailing non-religious as well as religious activities of peasants. Somewhat, it's okay, but I don't think it's amazing. Many members of clergy in medieval Europe spent more time among peasants than among any other class. Doesn't really say that they were religious, because it doesn't offset the idea that clergy have an interest in making them seem religious. Written records produced by clergy in medieval Europe very rarely portray merchants or nobles as being dedicated to religion. That actually is helpful, because that's saying that the peasants are different, so it's not just a bias towards religious and piety, religiousness and piety in general. It is specifically to the peasants. And so C is going to help in this case, so it's a good argument. It will help weaken the argument and say that basically offsets the evidence that was given. Historians can't develop a reliable account of the religious attitudes during any given period unless they have consulted all the relevant surviving records. Well, that doesn't really matter. We don't know about that. And then documents produced by clergy in medieval Europe contain detailed descriptions of participation by peasants and others in religious activities. Yeah, but we already knew that. So that one doesn't really change the argument much. And so therefore, answer choice C is going to be the correct one.